Welcome to Hearing Matters with Dr. Janice Gash, Founding Director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. This is a live call-in show, and your calls are welcome at 790-2040. Now, here's your host, Dr. Janice Gash.
Hello, thank you for joining me today on Hearing Matters. I'm Dr. Janice Gash, your host. As you've heard before, if you listened into the show, I'm also the founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. We were the very first private audiology practice in Tucson, and I'm very proud to say that we are celebrating 30 years of helping patients hear their best and helping patients live their best. This is a live call-in show, and funny thing happened on the way to the show today. I really started thinking about what it is that allows people to think that they may have a hearing loss but put it off, and what can we do as part of our educational process to try and encourage people to come in and see us. So my question for you listeners out there today is, why don't people with hearing loss or with suspected hearing loss seek help? It was just interesting because I was at home this week sitting and reading through one of my recent journals and looking at the studies that have done that talk about the ear-brain system, and we've talked about that before, talking about is there a hearing aid for the thinking person, kind of relating intellectual level to hearing loss. And I thought, with everything that we have been doing, why is it, when we know what the statistics are, why is it that people with hearing loss don't seek help? As I stated, Arizona Hearing Specialists is celebrating 30 years of service to Southern Arizona this year. And I personally have been providing audiology services for 36 years, and I feel very, very fortunate to have discovered and excelled at a career that I love. And I'm proud that I founded the very first private audiology practice in Tucson. I'm proud that it's grown to 3 offices, now providing hearing healthcare services to Tucson and Green Valley. I'm proud that my staff consists of 4 doctors of audiology, 1 audiology assistant, and a fabulous team of administrative personnel. And the rewards of helping our patients hear their best and helping them live their best continues to be a very humbling experience for me on a daily basis. But the perplexing concern for me is, why don't people who know or suspect they have a hearing loss seek help? And we'll get back to that question in a minute. We have a caller on the line. Gordon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good.
And in answer to your very question before you took my call, it's too damned expensive.
Well, do you want to talk about that?
Yes, I do. I would like you to tell me about that. Now, I can totally tell you at this point in time, I have significant loss in my left ear. And that's because when I was a teenager, I cruised around with the window down, my arm hanging out, and I was doing 65 to 70 miles an hour all the time. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's what I was told was the cause of my hearing loss.
Did you have any other noise exposure? Did you
A little bit of shooting here and there, but I always wore earplugs and ear muffs.
Okay.
But I've only experienced hearing loss in my left ear.
All right. And have you had an evaluation of your hearing?
No, because it's too expensive.
How do you know?
Because I saw something yesterday on the front page of the Arizona Daily Star, a little sticker
uh-huh.
on the front page that said, "All of you government employees can get free hearing aids The rest of you will have to pay $489 per year.
That I saw that little sticker too, and I will tell you, I have no idea who that company is, and I have no idea who they're contracting with in Tucson, and so, that's a little bit of a concern to me. The particular federal plan that they're talking about does cover a basic hearing aid for people that have that particular insurance.
Well, okay, doctor, that's what I saw, and that sort of reinforced my opinion that going to somebody who does hearing stuff is going to be incredibly expensive. And I guess what I'm asking you at this particular point in time is this going to cost me an arm and a leg and a fortune to try to do anything with respect to my hearing loss? I know my right ear hears fabulously. But unfortunately, I sleep on my right side. Now, when I have the left ear on the pillow, everything comes out that I never heard when I was sleeping on the right ear.
So right.
I do know I've had significant hearing loss, at least I would think in some of the verbal range. But what I'm looking for is, can I, as an individual, get something with respect to a diagnosis and get some help? I don't care whether it's something that's big and clunky or something that has to be implanted. I have absolutely no problems with having something hanging off an ear. But I want to know, what's it going to cost me?
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head. The first thing is really to have an appropriate diagnostic evaluation. And for that, my recommendation is that you do see a doctor of audiology. And,
well, that's why I called you.
Okay, well, good.
A doctor of audiology.
Good. So that's the very, very first step. But even before we get to that diagnosis part, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. So that first step is actually to walk into the office and have the evaluation, and then to determine if amplification would help you.
Okay,
and yes, hearing aids.
What's the diagnosis cost?
It depends on your insurance. What health insurance do you have?
I don't have any health insurance.
You don't have any health insurance?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I have cash.
All right.
And I would expect a cash discount of a significant portion.
Okay. Well, some places I'm sure do that, but a diagnostic evaluation in our office is going to run about $75.
Okay, that's the number I was looking at, doctor. It's going to cost $75. Okay.
So that will tell us if you have a hearing loss, how much of a hearing loss, what kind of a hearing loss, and if there's anything that can be done to help you hear better. And then, you know, if hearing aids are recommended, then we would talk to you about all the different options that are available for hearing aids. Hearing aids run all different price points. You know, you can, it looks like, again, I don't know who those people were advertising, and I can assure you that they're probably not working with doctors of audiology. And you need to be careful about that, too, just in terms of you don't want to make any investment in a company that, you know, hasn't built a reputation for excellence. But anyway,
well,
let me ask you this question.
Yes.
If you're not hearing well, are you concerned that an investment that you would make in a hearing aid is just something that is just out of your price point? Or are you afraid that it's not going to help you address the situations where you're having difficulty?
I can only use one general word. That's yes. Now, I have two fears. My first fear is that I will be recommended a hearing aid of some sort that's going to be in the multi-thousands of dollars, as that's what's right for me.
But right for you has to take in the economics of the situation also. And so the person that you're going to consult should take that into consideration.
Okay.
And if truly you're in an economic situation where you cannot afford something new, there are programs in Tucson and nationally that could help fit you with hearing aids that are reconditioned. So there are a wide variety of options. And so I certainly hear what you're saying, and I understand your concern and your frustration, but you're making some assumptions that may not hold true. And
okay.
if you work with the right person or persons, they should be able to provide all of those options to you.
If I come to your office, set up an appointment and do something with respect to this, I would expect various options that would give me the most for the least. Because I'm paying
right, absolutely.
This out of my pocket. I'm gouging the government. I'm not gouging the insurance company. I have to pay for it out of my pocket.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we are certainly sensitive to that. And there may be some less expensive assistive devices that would help you. It's hard to know without knowing exactly what your hearing loss is like.
Now,
but
in your analysis of the hearing, would you at that particular point in time, essentially because you don't know me from Adam, give me the various alternatives, or do I have to ask for the alternatives that go along with that?
No, part of our evaluation is, and I'm going to talk about it when we come back from our break.
Okay,
I'm going to walk you through the whole process. So stay listening to the show, and then we'll talk about the whole process and options that are offered to you.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Doctor,
so,
thank you very, very much. I realize you may think I'm somewhat rectal, but, I'm a person who doesn't...
No, absolutely. I appreciate the conversation, and we're going to take a break and stay tuned, and we're going to answer more of your questions.
It's live and local. Intelligent Talk Radio on the weekend. On AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Do you have ringing in your ears? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. If you have ringing in your ears, you might have tinnitus. Tinnitus is a medical condition characterized by persistent ringing in one or both ears, which can only be heard by the affected individual. It has also been described as whistling, hissing, buzzing, or pulsing in the ear. These sounds may come and go. However, many sufferers experience symptoms 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The effects range from slight annoyance to severe disruption of everyday life. The American Tinnitus Association estimates that over 50 million Americans suffer from tinnitus. Oftentimes, tinnitus is associated with hearing loss, and if you have this condition, we may be able to help. Call Arizona Hearing Specialists for your hearing evaluation at 742-2845. That's 742-2845.
What if you could grant a dream for a child who has a lifelong illness? Well, you can certainly help. Join us for the first annual Birdies for Dreams Golf Tournament, Cookout, and Live Auction, Friday, April 1st at Oro Valley Country Club in Oro Valley. Proceeds will benefit the Dream Factory of Arizona, a nonprofit organization that grants dreams for chronically and critically ill children ages 3 to 18. The golf scramble starts at 1 p.m. and the event fee is only $125. And if you don't play golf, you can join us for the cookout and live auction of fabulous items starting at 5:30 for just $35. It's sure to be a fun-filled day, and it's all for a great cause. So help us grant the dreams of some very special children and make their lives just a little brighter. Register now for the Birdies for Dreams Golf Tournament, cookout, and live auction. April 1st at Oro Valley Country Club. Call 906-8106. That's 906-8106. For more information, visit OroValleyCountryClub.com. Thank you for your support.
Is there any hope? Tell me she's going to be all right.
I'm so sorry. There's nothing more we can do.
Dry those tears, ma'am. There is hope. Automedics is here. New to Tucson, Automedics is a full-service diagnostic and repair shop for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. And they give a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide warranty through TechNet Professional Service. Automedics, 5140 East 22nd, 745-3770. You don't need a second opinion. You need Automedics.
You'll be cheering Olé, too, when you eat at Olé Mexican Grill. Olé's cooking up your favorites like chili Colorado, tender juicy cubes of beef cooked in homemade red chili sauce, or Olé's carne seca, dried beef sautéed with onions, tomatoes, and green chilies. Reviewed as one of the best carne secas in the Old Pueblo, Olé Mexican Grill is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and is located on La Cholla and Orange Grove. Olé!
Your hearing does matter. Call Dr. Janice with your questions now on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Our number is 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash, and we are talking today, kind of selfishly from my point of view, is why don't people with hearing loss seek help? And we had a caller before the break that was talking about the expense of hearing aids, or the perceived expense of hearing aids. And that is not to deny that purchasing hearing aids is an investment. But I kind of want to go back and talk about some of the hearing loss statistics, and then go into what we do in our practice, Arizona Hearing Specialists, to the whole process, to explain the whole process to you. So, you know, hearing loss is the third most common health problem in the United States. 50 million people report having hearing loss. And only 40% of people with hearing loss are over the age of 65. I think that there's a perception that having hearing loss means that you're old, and old is getting younger and younger from my perspective. But the Better Hearing Institute in Washington, D.C. has reported that the largest age group with hearing loss is people between the ages of 18 and 64, about 19 million people, and about 14 million people at age 64 and above. So that is a huge number. And other research has shown that only about 5% of those people that have some degree of hearing loss seek help, and that the average time that people wait to seek help is 7 years. And so that those statistics are really very profound statistics to me. And I want to talk a little bit about what our process is, but I do have a caller on the line. So Clay, let's see if we can answer your call first. Clay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was listening to another radio talk show one night, and they said something about ringing in the ears, and I've had ringing in the ears for about the last 5 years. It's constant. It's like cicadas.
Uh-huh.
And it's like I just went to an ear doctor, and she said that, you know, it's just old age, and, you know, it just basically – And I was just listening to this thing that you were saying, or that advertising, and
Did you have a hearing evaluation at this doctor's office?
Yeah, it's part of getting old. Everybody has it, and I'm like.
And so she diagnosed, or she she
really just blew me off. Said that, you know, it's just normal, you know, and I'm like, really loud. I mean, I can hardly hear myself think because it cuts out a lot of what people are talking to me. I can't hear what they're saying. It's just, you know, the level is like the radio on. You know, on a static line.
Yeah, yeah.
So you
actually underwent a complete hearing evaluation at this physician's office.
Yeah, and they really said that it was just normal, and they said everybody has ringing
in
their ears.
So let me tell you about what my feedback on normal is. I don't like using the term normal. And do you mind if I ask you how old you are?
I'm 56.
You're 56. Well, that is very young. But, you know, unfortunately, hearing loss and tinnitus is becoming more and more common. Did they say the tinnitus was normal or the fact that you had hearing loss was normal?
I'm not really sure. I just remember coming out of the thing thinking that they blew me off.
Do you think that you also have hearing loss? Do you have difficulty hearing and understanding?
These people that, like, yeah, they say something, and I'll say something back that's real close to what they said. But
it's not totally, really.
Yeah, yeah, it's totally the wrong thing.
So you probably do also have hearing loss.
Yeah.
And at your age, which, as I said, middle age, young, hearing loss may be common. And as I just, I don't know if you heard it because you were calling in, but the statistics say that 19 million people between the ages of 18 and 65 have some degree of hearing loss. So it is common, but it doesn't mean that it's normal. It doesn't mean that your hearing is normal. And if you have hearing loss, and if in addition to the hearing loss, you have tinnitus, which people describe as ringing in their ears, chirping, pulsing, like you described it, cicadas,
right.
Oftentimes they go together. One doesn't cause the other, but you can have both of them at the same time. We oftentimes, if there's a hearing loss present, about 50% of the people that have hearing loss notice that if they're fit with hearing aids, that it helps mask their tinnitus or their ringing in their ears, at least during the period of time during the day that they wear the hearing aids. There are some people that even notice that for an hour or two after they take their hearing aids off, they don't notice their tinnitus. Now, fortunately,
it goes away for, you know, brief intervals, but
it sounds like it's there most of the time.
Yeah, my question to you was what I heard on this talk show. This lady had taken her son to the doctor because of this ringing in his ear, and they found a tumor.
That's a very small percentage.
Right.
And what I would say is the first step, again, is to have a complete evaluation by someone who is going to explain that evaluation to you, which didn't seem to be.
I went and had a CAT scan and everything, and just recently I've had quite a bit of doctor stuff that I still have this super ringing. But I did
But your doctor did?
Regular doctor, she gave me some, because the ringing actually causes migraine headaches.
Yeah.
After so long, and she actually gave me some medicine that when I do take it, it actually makes the ringing go away for a little bit.
Okay.
And I usually.
But your doctor also had recommended a CAT scan for you?
Yeah, I went and had a CAT scan, and it came back clear, and I'm having seizure problems, too. I have seizures in my sleep.
Uh-huh.
I fell 40 feet out of a palm tree.
Oh, my gosh.
And landed
on
blacktop.
So this sounds a little bit more complicated than just a simple hearing loss.
Right.
So it sounds like you're on the right road to try and figure out what caused it. If everything else comes back normal and they get your seizures under control and your CAT scan was normal, then you may want to.
My one question to you was somebody had said to me that then as long as you can hear it ringing, that means it's still working. When you can't hear it ringing, that's usually when your ear, you know, what you're calling it.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, then I just
sorry.
I heard that on the talk show too.
I mean, and
that's
other
good, actually, I'm glad to hear that.
Other people can't hear your ringing. It's just something that you hear.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. It's like this high frequency,
right?
I
well,
mind boggling, and you're like, can anybody else hear this?
No, they can't. They can't. So here's my suggestion. After your physician has gone through all of the diagnostic testing and ruled out everything, if you're still having the tinnitus, you might want to call one of our offices and come in for an evaluation. Bring the evaluation that you had and let us at least sit down, you know, and do a consultation with you to offer you some options.
Okay, I have Arizona Health Choice. Do you accept that?
You'd have to call the office
okay.
to find out. You'd have to call the office to find out. But we'd be happy to, you know, have one of my insurance specialists talk
okay,
with you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Okay, bye.
And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Intelligent Weekend Talk that's live and local, only on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice.
Do you have difficulty hearing and understanding when people talk to you? Have you been fit with hearing aids but don't use them because they don't work? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. For 30 years, I've been hearing these questions and many more like them. I'd like to invite you to call now with your questions and concerns at 790-2040 or call Arizona Hearing Specialists to schedule your appointment for a hearing evaluation at 742-2845. That's 742-2845.
Mama Luisa's isn't just one of the oldest Italian restaurants in Tucson, but it's also one of the best. Known for their famous home cooking the Italian way and casual friendly atmosphere, Mama Luisa's is sure to please your dining experience. With an incredibly delicious selection of treasured family recipes and homemade pastas, it's no wonder Mama Luisa's is still a longtime favorite. And remember Joe's Special, a signature dish for over 50 years. Mama Luisa's, fresh homemade food since 1956, located on the east side of Craycroft, just north of Golf Links.
Ventana Automotive and Tire is a full-service mechanic shop that works on all makes and models. Owner Elton Kodama has built up Ventana Automotive and Tire to 3 locations and hires only the best in the business. All mechanics are ASE certified. If you need service on your vehicle or a second opinion, visit the website at VentanaAuto.com to find a location nearest to you and also get some great money-saving coupons. That's VentanaAuto.com. Ventana Automotive and Tire. We're here when you need us.
Saddle up the sedan and round up your pickup for the second annual Old Pueblo Road Rally. The Old Pueblo Road Rally, it's a scavenger hunt on wheels. Starts on the east side, ends up at the Oro Valley Country Club. Great prizes, food, silent auction, and live music. And the money raised helps folks get low-cost medical and dental care at St. Elizabeth's Health Center. Visit OldPuebloRoadRally.com or call 670-0854 to find out how much fun fundraising can be.
Dennis Prager.
I have a question. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
So there is the hard candy exterior, and in the middle is the Tootsie. Mm-hmm. Okay, I would guess 47.
To get all the candy, 985.
To get all the candy off is 985 licks?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Weekdays at 10 a.m. on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Get the answers to your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash, and we're talking today about a question that always perplexes me. Why don't people with hearing loss seek help? And I want to talk a little bit about that. And as we've heard from some of our callers today, everyone has different experiences at different offices. And I wanted, I really wanted to talk about why do people put off that very first visit for an average of 7 years? And why is it only that 5% of almost the 50 million people with hearing loss that only 5% have sought help for their hearing loss? And obviously, from my perspective of being a doctor of audiology and having a practice with three offices and four doctors of audiology, our recommendation is that you seek a knowledgeable and experienced doctor of audiology. Just as communication is a two-way process in your daily lives, talking with your doctor of audiology is also a two-way process. And I was really dismayed by our last caller who said that he was just told that there was nothing to do about it. And I want to talk about our four-step process, the consultation of our four-step process, and talk about your sound experience in our offices, in our three Arizona Hearing Specialist offices. But we have a caller. So, Mohammed, you have a hearing aid question?
Yes. Hello. Yes, hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Yes, I have a question. I had an evaluation finished here this last week.
Uh-huh.
And they tried some hearing aids on me, and they seemed to help a little bit. The tennis wasn't really helped at all, but I had a problem with certain voices, mostly female voices,
which is very common if someone has hearing loss related to noise or the aging, the maturity syndrome that we call it.
Right.
Usually, you lose your high frequencies, and women's voices may be more difficult to hear. Yeah, so they just tried the hearing aids on you in the office.
Yeah, they did a test, and then they tried the hearing aid down in the office. And we looked at my insurance, and I had, they helped me with $500 towards the payment of these units. But they were very, very expensive. And can you get by with just one of them, perhaps? Do you have to have two of them? Or?
Well, let me tell you my philosophy on that. If you have hearing loss in two ears, you will always hear and understand better if you are fit with hearing aids in both ears. However, if you had been listening earlier, I was talking about part of what our responsibility is, part of what I see our responsibility is to help our patients hear their best and stay within their budget. And so we always talk about options. Sometimes an option, if a patient is just not able to afford the level of technology that might be the best for them, is to fit them with one ear or perhaps to fit them in two ears but with a little bit lesser technology. So I think that there's not any hard and fast answer. The real difficult situations about having hearing loss in both ears and only wearing one hearing aid is that when you're in a noisy environment, you're not going to have two ears to sort out the sound, and the ears and the brain work together to analyze the sound that you're hearing. But that, you know, that's something that you really need to discuss with your audiologist. And as long as you go into it with realistic expectations and understand what the limitations might be, then, you know, I think that's a fair way to proceed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's very good. I seem to have more loss in my right ear than my left ear also.
Yeah. And just back to your question about wearing the hearing aids in the office didn't help alleviate the tinnitus. I don't think you're going to notice any changes within, you know, 5, 10, or 15 minutes or even an hour. You know, you'd really need to wear the hearing aids over several weeks to see what it does.
I understand. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. So let's talk about what our process is, because I think that you need to have some expectations in terms of what to expect. Part of your experience should be a subjective self-evaluation and interview with your audiologist. Part of it will be objective in terms of the diagnostic processes, and then solutions should be made available to you. So in our office, the first part of the process is what we call the interview or the case history. And even before you arrive, we ask our patients to complete a hearing health assessment, and we differentiate between whether our patients have ever worn hearing aids or not. That hearing health assessment is going to talk about some general and medical history, and it's going to ask you about specific listening environments or listening situations where you feel that you're not hearing as well as you would like and where you would like to hear your best. The other very, very important part of this process is what we call our companion questionnaire. And we've talked about it many, many times before, but hearing loss and can affect your communication. And communication is a two-way process. Communication happens between two people. So whether it's the patient and their audiologist, or their patient and their spouse, or their patient and their children or grandchildren, you have to have someone who's sending a message and someone who's receiving the message. And the companion, or what we sometimes refer to as your significant communication partner, is a very, very important part of that interview process. And sometimes it's your spouse or your companion who notices your hearing loss before you do. And I would say that happens much more often. And perhaps that kind of is part of that seven-year period. Maybe for the first 3 years, your companion or your spouse is telling you that, just as my last caller, someone says something to him, but he's hearing something different. And in the beginning, that can be quite humorous, but when the humor is no longer funny, and when it becomes more frustrating, and when someone decides not to participate in communication or participate in going out with friends or participate in going to church or other services, all of a sudden it's not so funny, but then still the patient waits a couple of more years before doing anything about it. So this interview and case history is really the foundation of what we build our evaluation around, and it's very important that both our patients and their companion be very honest in how they answer these questions. So that's the first part, and that is something that helps us really uncover any specific areas of concern and helps us address your needs. Because remember, this is really all about you. The goal is to help you hear your best, to help you communicate, to help you live your best. And so that is the very first part and very important. And I guess I would also say here, one of my pet peeves is patients that come into the office and don't bring their companion. You know, they'll say things like, oh, why did my wife have to come? Or why did my husband have to come? Or I don't have a spouse, but my child, you know, my adult child didn't want to come with me. And to me, our most successful patients are the patients that have somebody who is available and willing to work with them and come to their appointment with them. They don't necessarily have to come to every appointment forever, but certainly the first appointment, and then perhaps the fitting when we fit hearing aids, and maybe a first follow-up, because it's important to be able to explain the results to both of you together. And sometimes, you know, there's more than one companion that comes. That person is also important in helping you make a decision about what will best meet your needs. And again, If you have a hearing loss, sometimes you don't really understand the explanation of the test results. How many times we've heard patients say that they went to their physician and they didn't hear or understand what the physician was saying in terms of their medical needs. So the companion is extremely, extremely important. The second part of the process in our office is examining your ears. We want to make sure that there's no obstruction with wax. We want to make sure there's no damage to your ear canal or your eardrum. We want to make sure that everything looks normal in there. The next part of the process is a diagnostic process. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to take a short break to hear from our sponsors and then come back about that diagnostic evaluation because it's so important.
It's the weekend, and that means live, local, and expert talk only on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice.
Did you know that avoiding loud noises may help prevent premature hearing loss? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. There are easy ways to identify if a particular sound is potentially harmful. Do you have difficulty talking or hearing others talk over the sound? Does the sound make your ears hurt? Do your ears ring after hearing the sound? Do other sounds seem muffled after exposure? If you answered yes to any of the above questions, the noise may be damaging your hearing. Most people don't realize how loud many everyday sounds are. Call Arizona Hearing Specialists at 742-2845 to see if you have hearing loss associated with loud noise exposure. That's Arizona Hearing Specialists, 742-2845.
Okay, you're a business owner. That 1980s or 90s phone system has just about given out. And those phone system salesmen are actually trying to talk you into spending thousands on a new one. Well, stop and listen carefully. Technology has advanced. That means with Simply Bits, you do not need to buy a phone system for your office ever. That's right, no phone system to buy or lease ever. Simply Bits will even replace your old business phones with brand new ones for free, including every feature you've ever heard of. Simply Bits has thousands of large and small business customers in Southern Arizona. Simply Bits usually even cuts your monthly phone cost to a fraction of what you're paying now. So, do you want to pay that phone system salesman still stuck in the last century thousands of dollars, or keep that money in your pocket? It really is as simple as that, and I'll bet you're curious to know more. Call Simply Bits at 512-5213. That's 512-5213, or simplybits.com.
Central Arizona Block Company, Cabco, is the only locally owned masonry products producer in Southern Arizona. Cabco has a unique selection of paver products, as well as retaining wall products and commercial building units like split face, burnished face, and shot blast. We know masonry with a production staff with over 35 years of experience. Cabco is located at 6030 South Mann Avenue near Kolb Road and Valencia Avenue. Give us a call at 514-1177 or go to cabcoaz.com.
Before you buy a TV, you check with Consumer Reports. Before you hire a company, you check with the Better Business Bureau. So before you hire an attorney, go to azbar.org. Azbar.org has lots of great information, things you need to know before you hire an attorney, and what to do if something goes wrong. Also, our Find a Lawyer section can help you find someone in your area who understands your legal need. It's all at azbar.org, the State Bar of Arizona, serving the public, enhancing the legal profession.
Sponsored by the State Bar of Arizona, aired in cooperation with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dr. Janice is in now to answer your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash, and we're talking about why people with hearing loss don't seek help. And before we get back into talking about the actual diagnostic process, I want to just announce that Arizona Hearing Specialists is going to be providing our free educational seminars later this month on March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, with breakfast included. They are free and open to the public on those three separate dates. However, because we have limited seating, we do ask that you call and register for them. If you're in the Tucson area, you can call 742-2845 to reserve your space. And if you're in Green Valley, 648-3277. We also encourage spouses or significant others to attend. And I would also recommend that you look at our website, www.arizonahearing.com, for other events and information throughout the year. And my goal in sponsoring these communication educational seminars, which we do every other month, is really the same goal that I have in hosting this radio show. It's to provide the people in our community with the knowledge that you need to make informed decisions regarding your hearing health. So I would encourage you to call one of our offices and come and learn something new. And again, we were talking about companions. I would truly encourage you to bring your companion or a significant communication partner with you. You know, we talked about communication breakdown and communication being a two-way process. And when that communication is broken down by hearing loss, there are many, many feelings that may happen. Frustration, we talked about, it's very funny and humorous in the beginning, but frustration can lead to anxiety, can lead to impatience, can lead to anger, and also a loss of self-esteem and guilt and withdrawal. And the person, the communication partner, the spouse, the children, the grandchildren may also feel that. You know, if you think about if you live with someone who's hearing impaired, how many times, you know, they've asked you to repeat something and you finally just give up and say, you know, I've said it four or five times already, and then there's that anger. So to me, hearing loss is so much more visible than hearing aids. Hearing aids today are fabulous. If one of my first callers today talked about, you know, having a big old honker hearing aid on their ear, but they're not. They're not like that. And the other question that came up today is, are hearing aids a worthy investment? And I would say absolutely. You know, having that hearing loss, as we just said, is so much more visible than wearing hearing aids. And if you consider the cost of the hearing aids and you average it over the lifetime of the hearing aids, the cost per day of a pair of very highly featured advanced digital technology hearing aids might be just, you know, a couple of dollars a day, if even that. So maybe give up a coffee at your favorite coffee shop and invest in hearing aids, because they're not going to help you hear better, but they're going to help improve the quality of your life. And the other thing that I would say, just in terms of the lifespan of hearing aids, is oftentimes when we read the literature talks about 3 to 5 years. And I will tell you from our 30 years in practice at Arizona Hearing Specialists that for our patients, the average life of their hearing aids lifetime is somewhere between 7 to 9 or 10 years. And we are very, very proactive in seeing our patients for routine cleanings and follow-ups. And that's extremely important. So let's get back to that diagnostic evaluation. And the diagnostic evaluation is really going to help us determine if you have a hearing loss, what kind of a hearing loss, how much of a hearing loss, and it will help us make recommendations in terms of our treatment options. And there are several tests, and the evaluation portion can run from 30 to 45 minutes. And you do want to make sure that you are tested in a sound-treated booth. And we test you by having you listen to tones of different frequencies. And also we test how your eardrums are moving. And we also want to know how well you can hear speech and understand speech. Well, doing the diagnostic evaluation is really extremely important, but to me, as important is explaining the results of that diagnostic evaluation to our patients. I think it's very important that you be able to see what we call your audiogram, see a map of your hearing loss, and have it explained to you so that if you're told, again, as one of our callers talked about, that he had difficulty with some high pitches, what does that mean to you in terms of understanding speech? In normal conversational speech, the vowel sounds are the lower pitch sounds, and vowels can be soft or they can be very loud. The higher pitch sounds, the mid and higher pitch sounds, are the consonant sounds. And unfortunately, they don't have the ability to have as much loudness as the low frequency vowels. But unfortunately, it's those high pitch consonants that are going to make speech understandable. And it's when you're missing those high pitch consonants that someone says, put on your hat, and you think they said, take out the cat, and you wonder what they're talking about. And again, as we talked about in the beginning, it's very funny, but it's not so funny when it happens all the time. And so that's why people will say, it sounds like you're mumbling, because you're missing those consonants. Sounds like you're talking with marbles in your mouth, or you're dropping your voice at the end of the sentence. And that's not true. It is often the hearing loss and the sounds that you're missing. And it's also one of the things that we do is we not only show you the graph of your hearing loss, but we'll show you a graph that talks about what sounds are at each of those frequencies and where that area is that you need help in terms of picking up those sounds. So then we get to the point where we've explained the tones that you're listening to. We also want to know, how well do you hear and understand speech when it's made loud enough for you to hear it or to understand it? And so we're looking for a percentage. Maybe for some people, when speech is made loud enough for them, they understand it quite well, 80, 90, 100%. But for other people, sometimes they're not able to process the speech that they want to hear. And so their understanding ability may be poorer or a lower percentage. So we take all of those test results together in terms of making our recommendations. And so what would those recommendations or what would those treatment options be? First of all, they may be hearing devices, hearing aids, hearing systems, technology. There's lots of different words for it, but they come in a wide variety of designs and a wide variety of functions and features and different benefits and different price points, as we've talked about before. Hearing aids are smarter, faster, and people are reporting now that their voices sound more natural, and it's easier for them to hear and understand on the telephone and in background noise. Other treatment solutions might include what we call assistive listening devices, devices that can help listen on the telephone, listen to your TV, hear warning sounds. And the other thing that may happen is the test results might show that there's a possibility of some medical concern, and we might refer you back to your primary care physician. So beyond that, if we do end up fitting you with hearing aids, it is something that we will monitor for the life of the hearing aids. And our goal at Arizona Hearing Specialists is to develop patients for life. We want to be your hearing healthcare provider, and we want to help you hear your best so that you can live your best. So I hope that you have found all the information that we've talked about today informative. I hope that some of you will call our offices to attend our seminars at the end of this month, March 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Our office numbers are 742-2845, or Green Valley is 648-3277, or check out our website. And I hope to hear from you next week. Please call in with your questions, and we'll see you next Sunday at 2 p.m.
You've been listening to Hearing Matters with Dr. Janice Gash. Join us again next Sunday at 2 p.m. on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. And to make an appointment at Arizona Hearing Specialist, call 742-2845. Hearing Matters, helping you hear your best.